thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Brett Mega Show, or should we call it the Kevin Show? Because apparently Kevin was pretending to be me for like over a month. If you missed this story, Kevin had pretended to be me to the cleaning guy, Mike. There are only two people in the building at like 2:30 in the morning when Kevin like is working. And he'd be cleaning and chatting it up with Kevin. And Kevin, you never told him for like a whole month that you were not Brett.
Well, he thought I was you because it's your show and I was in early doing work and he would call me Brett. I never had the right time or the right chance to say, no, Mike, my name is Kevin.
You would think if the show's called the Brett Mega Show, he would be working on it. But no, right. I'm the one doing all the work, right, Mike? That's what Kevin.
I'm here overnight when Mike's here and we never really got properly introduced. And eventually I did come clean and tell him because he would clean and he'd leave and there was never a...
He'd be like, see you later, Brett.
Yeah, there was never a proper time to really stop him. And then we got into a long conversation one day and I was able to finally tell him, no, Mike, I'm Kevin. Brett's the guy with the beard and the hat. And then we realized there's a lot of people around here that have a beard and a hat.
Terrible description.
We never really truly actually knew if Kevin actually told Mike or not. Kevin could just lie to us. You could be like, oh, I finally came clean, guys. Leave me alone on this. And they continued to keep being Brett. So we brought in cleaning guy Mike into the studio and asked him, how did you finally figure out if and who was Brett?
Did you find it out because you go, oh, Brett's supposed to be really good looking? Is that how you figured it out?
Well, duh. Oh, I was tripping. I was like, oh my God, really? This whole entire time? And he had ample opportunity.
I know.
That's what he said.
He had opportunity.
He was soaking it up. I think he was taking it in like, you know what? He thinks I'm starting to show. I'm Brett. Yeah, I'm Brett Baggins. This is my show. And then he comes out. He's like, I can't let you go on. I can't let this go on. We had an extensive conversation. I think that was the day we talked about AI.
That's right.
AI. And we sat here and we talked for about 20 or 30 minutes. And he's like, all right, that's it. I can't do it. I've had enough. I got to tap out. Mike, I'm really Kevin. I am his producer. I'm not who you thought I was. I'm sorry. And I was like, ugh.
Kevin finally came clean. Yeah. And Mike thinks you were just soaking in. And he had said ample opportunity.
Mm-hmm. No, that's...
he flamed you.
That's very kind of Mike to say that.
No, the real reality is Kevin is much bigger star of the show. Kevin has been on Y98 for 26 years. Mm-hmm. Everywhere we go, people like chant Kevin's name. If Mike knows anything, Kevin is the star of the show. So Kevin needs to pretend to be Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, pretending to be Brett is such a downgrade.
We all need to say we're Kevin. Yeah.
Not true.
So then we asked him, though, like, hey, do you know who the other people in the show are? Like, do you know, now that you've gotten Kevin and Brett figured out, do you know who is Hannah and who is AB? And we found out someone else might have been lying.
And I think, because he told me, yeah, there's an Anna and a Hannah. We call one this and one that, because it's just too confusing. And I think when I met her, I don't think there was an H on it. I don't think there was an H on it when I met her.
So you think this one's Anna?
I think that's Anna. She looks like a Hannah. That's my final.
Reveal your names.
My name is Hannah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
he
had the mix up again.
You know what? I think she withheld the H on purpose.
You think she withheld it?
She knew this was coming.
She set you up.
She set me up.
She was pulling.
It's all
they were pulling. She was telling me Hannah like Kevin.
My name's Anna.
Did you withhold the H, Hannah?
I did not. I said my name was my name. But what's funny is he looked at me and he said, you look like a Hannah.
Yeah.
But then he decided to call me Anna, which was wrong. But now I think he's finally got it right. He did like run out of the studio.
We're keeping him from his job.
Kevin, you spent 30 minutes talking to him about AI.
He's a great guy. He's very interesting and a lot of fun, and I really enjoy the conversations I have. It's lonely here overnight.
He was like the coolest dude, so much fun energy. He was awesome, but now he knows who every single member of the Brett Maga show is. And I have been kind of lying and misleading probably the two of the most important people in my life, and to do it, I do it 100% to seem cooler. Kind of pulling a Kevin. You know, Kevin was lying and not correcting Mike on who he is because, you know, my name is on the show. It says the Brett Maga Show and we have like logos up and Kevin's never corrected it. Mike, I also have not corrected somebody important in my life. And as my kids, my kids think that City SC flags that are everywhere are Brett Maga Show flags, and I have not corrected
what?
Them ever once.
Why?
Because I look like a badass?
No, like, why do they think that?
I have no idea. So I really don't know why.
Oh, wow.
So my son is 5 and he cannot read. And for some reason, he thought like, oh, the city flag and this logo is like the Brett Maga Show logo. He's like, oh, I think because we do a lot of stuff with City on the show.
Oh, and so he's like, flagship station.
Yeah. So it like just correlated that. And so he's like always. So every time he sees the city flag, he'll be like, Dad, Brett Maga Show. And I'm like, first, I think I did correct him once or twice. And then he just keeps doing it. And so now we'll go on these walks in our neighborhood. There's a lot of city flags. Like, another Brett Maga Show flag. And I'm like, you know what? Big supporters, big fans. I never correct them anymore. So now my daughter, who's 2.5, just is following her brother's lead. Every time she sees the city logo, she'll be like, the Brett Maga Show, Dad. I'm like, another big fan.
You should take them to a City SC game and just have them think that it's a whole arena of people.
We've been to a city
cheering on the show.
I don't know why they correlate the city logo with the Brett Maga Show logo, but at this point, I never correct them. And I literally, like the other day, we were going for a walk, and my wife was like, are you going to say something? I was like, no, I think they're like people got flags of their dad outside their house in honor and support. And I say, yep, they're big Brett Maga Show fans of that house.
We should sell Brett Maga Show flags and see who puts them in their yard.
You know, it's funny because
they don't want to embarrass us, but no one has it in the neighborhood.
St. Louis City occasionally drops off some swag to us, and they brought in some St. Louis City SC coasters. I'm going to give these to you,
Brett. Oh, yeah. I'll put those around the house.
So your kids
where do we get these Brett Maga Show?
You just have your own branding all around your house.
Yeah. Look what wow, look at that. Brett Maga Show again. So, yeah, every single time they see it, they point it out. And they're like, Brett Maga Show. And I'm like, you're damn right. You're damn right, kids.
Yep.
Everywhere. People are supporting it everywhere.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.